All right, subject, husband wants me to be unfaithful before we run out of time. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for over 34 years. When we first got married, he was insanely jealous, and if he thought I even looked at another man, he went off the deep end. The last few years, our sex life has taken a dark turn, at least in my mind. My husband cannot function unless we talk about me having sex with other men. I don't understand it and have a real problem with it because it really ruins it for me. I've entertained it, even though I don't like it, because I love my husband. He wants me to literally fulfill his fantasy, and I absolutely refuse to have sex with other men at his prompting. A few years ago, he would help me dress sexy and then send me out to the bars and tell me to have sex with someone. I became involved with another man. I'll read that again. A few years ago, he would help me dress sexy and then send me out to the bars and tell me to have sex with someone. I became involved with another man, but never went so far as to have sex with him. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I have been faithful to my husband for all these years, even though at times I have suspected foul play on his part. I have to live with what I do, and the involvement with other men almost destroyed me mentally. How can I go on being married to this man when I feel he has lost all feelings and respect for me? Please help me understand. Oh, okay. I have to tell you this.
Really? I don't never meet couples like that.
Yeah, can't find them.
You know, this is a tough one because how do you go on being married to this man when you've lost all when you feel he's lost all feelings and respect? Because that's exactly what it sounds like. No man who loves you or respects you would want to see you with another man or get you dressed to dress sexy and go out to bars and pick up guys to have sex. Who does that? What husband would do that to their wife? Your feelings are very valid. You have a right to be upset and not to want to have sex outside of your marriage. Come on now. That's adultery. It's just so much stuff going on there. I even commend you for what you did. I mean, with the whole fantasy thing, I commend you for doing that because, like you say, you love your husband. I'm sure it was confusing for you and a mess. But yeah, how do you go on being married to this man? The question is, if he continues, you probably won't be still married to this man because he doesn't love you. Any man that loves you wouldn't do that. Steve?
Any man that can't get off unless his wife is describing having sex with another man, this is a man that ain't in love with you no more. He don't love you no more. He ain't in love with you no more. This relationship is over with. Who dresses their wife up? Send them to a damn bar to meet and have sex with other men. Who does that except a pimp? Don't nobody dress their woman up and send them to a bar to have sex with other men except a pimp. Now, your man, after 34 years of marriage, has got into pimping.
This is the problem. He's too old to be a pimp, Steve.
He's too damn old to be a pimp. Yes, he is. And he a one-trick pimp. See, hard to call yourself a pimp with just one pimpy. Yeah. We're going to call them pimpettes.
Okay.
You can't be a pimp with just one pimp pet. You ain't really pimping. I had a friend who had one pimpette, and he thought he was a pimp. Hate to tell you that. Your woman was just slutty.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Truth. Are you on
truth.
Point?
Truth, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, so he's not in love with you. He don't love you no more. But here's the other part. He having sex somewhere. Because you can't give away the one woman you love who used to be so jealous, didn't want nobody talking to you, unless you don't consider her yours no more. So he has cast you to the side. He on to somebody else. I'm glad you wrote the letter. Wake up, smell the coffee, and move on.
Right.
Now, listen to this. This conversation about I can't get off unless you tell me about you being with another man. Fellas that's reading this letter, don't try this at your house here. Do not attempt this at your
Who's going to try this?
You have to talk to
this
people.
Listen
to me. Like when you watch stuff on TV, daredevils and stuff, everything on TV, what do they always say? Do not attempt this at home. You have to say that disclaimer. So we got a national radio show. We got to say a disclaimer. Do not try this at your house, fellas. Don't do this here. Don't walk in the house. Ask your girl, do no tricks. If you want to draw some attention to yourself,
change of behavior.
Walk in the house and change your pattern.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Steve. That's how you
All of a sudden, you need drawers with glitter on.
Where have you seen that?
Where have you seen these drawers
with this glitter? Well, you just got to have glitter on these drawers now. You can't function. See, you can't go in the house and say, baby, you know what I really like? She go, what? I like when you kiss me on my thighs. Oh, her mind going to immediately go to, I ain't never kissed this fool on his thigh. See, don't come in the house with nothing new. Mm-mm. Baby, wear these right here. I want to see you in these. Why you want to see me in these? Well, because, you know, I just want to see you in them. Where you get these from? Huh?
You heard me.
Tell your partner.
I will do it every time.
Huh? Has ruined more marriages.
Yeah.
Ask me a question, Shirley, right quick.
Hey, are those new shoes?
Huh? See how they get you trouble?
Yeah.
Anything. One more. Come on. You could do another show.
Hey, I like that that car you have. Is that new? Get out of here.
See, One more. Anything. Let me show you how much trouble you get.
What's your favorite breakfast food? What is the for?
See, they immediately get suspicious if you hesitate with huh. Huh is let me think of what lie I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Last one, Shirley.
Okay, let's see. Is that a new light bulb?
Oh, girl. Light bulb, huh?
What you got a light bulb for? Once you say,
it sounds like a lie and they get suspicious.
That's right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.